Updated the firmware on my phone, and when it came out the other end, it had gone from like 90% battery to like 18. Weird. NXT is kind of boring right now, huh? Well, Nakamura is coming. I wonder how that'll go. Like it, you know, could be. It could go either way, right? You just never know. Let's. God, maybe they'll just get in there and get injured. Like everybody else. Sore neck. Doing too much looking around, you know? Gotta keep that head stationary. Sign on this door with a bunch of concentric octagons on it, and it just says Octagon, 985 Howard Street. There's a person asleep on the street in front of the door. I don't know what goes on in Octagon. It's a cool looking door, though. Yeah, I don't know. Wrestling. I haven't really paid any attention to it. I kind of keep forgetting that WrestleMania is happening. Like, oh, right, that thing. Yeah. I mean, I guess I would watch it. I don't know. Just watch TNA wrestling? Yeah, I mean, might as well. It can't be any worse, can it? Well, I don't know. I don't know how bad or good anything is at the moment. I know a lot of the setup stuff for WrestleMania seemed underwhelming last time I looked in on it. Started to wonder if 40 was too much for Trackmania Turbo. I think when you take into account how affordable Trackmania Stadium is, which it might be free, or they've got some kind of demo, or might have some like hours per day limitation on it. I'm not sure exactly what the limitation is. $40 is kind of a lot of money. That guy's smoking a real cigarette. How quaint. It's still weird being out here when it's not dark. Daylight savings is truly a wonderful time. Really only a few short days away from that Oculus Rift launch, huh? Wonder how it'll do. I mean, obviously they sold, you know, they sold a bunch of headsets, I'm sure, pre-orders and so on. kind of just want to play some Quake 1 in VR. Or, I mean, not actual Quake 1, because, you know, you'd be playing it against people that were not using a headset, and they would be way better, and all that sort of stuff, but... kind of surprised that there's no, just straight-up deathmatch shooter. For the Oculus launch. I don't think there's anything for Vive either, is there? Yeah, software's the thing. The hardware works. Like, done. We've, you know... at this point, I've tried enough tech demos on enough of the different platforms to know, like, all these headsets are fine. But. Will there be anything I'll actually want to play? Or that I would prefer playing that way? Or would it be something that you do for a little bit and go, like, alright, I mean... it's cool, but the resolution is still lower than my big fucking beautiful monitor, so... so I'm just going to play the rest of this game there. And will they allow for that? You know, Oculus has its own VR storefront. Like, I can't imagine that... you would launch non-VR games from that thing. VR parties, yeah, you're right. I had something like that with that Oculus dev kit that I had once. A couple people over, they did the roller coaster thing. They were blown away. NX controller, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. think that unit's got a really weird shape. I just don't feel like its control layout is conducive to playing some types of games, you know? I strongly suspect that there are things about the NX that are difficult to understand if you don't see the full picture of what that thing will probably end up being. So the notion of looking at that thing and going like, here's the NX controller, is... images seem legit. I didn't say that much, just based on some stuff and you know, some other people that kind of got out and said, yeah, that lines up with the questions I've been asking, that sort of stuff. Like, you start to feel like, okay, this is actually, this may be the thing, or maybe a thing, part of the thing. I look at that thing and I think about virtual console sales. And the idea of using that to play traditional games that were played with, you know, proper buttons. On-screen virtual buttons, just... I don't see it, you know. I don't see it working as well as you would like. Especially games with, you know, precise movements and tight timing windows and all that sort of stuff. But E3 is not that far off, so I guess, you know, we'll know about all that shit officially soon enough. It was interesting that people, someone that tried to logic together where the shot was taken based on a shot of the Ubisoft massive offices and a Swedish keyboard layout on that laptop. I thought that was a fun little bit of detectiving. It's one of those things that, like, regardless of anything, based off of trees that aren't there, yeah. Did someone debunk the tree thing? Because that's, it'd be even greater if someone fucking mocked up the tree stuff. Either on either end of that, if they photoshopped that tree out of the reflection and photoshopped it into a shot or part of it, or vice versa, if they photoshopped a picture of a building to look like that, you know, well, whatever it was, you know. I didn't keep up on it. The last thing I saw was someone saying, this looks like this is the massive office. Maybe the division is coming to NX. Street view of their building has no trees and nowhere for trees. That's 2014. You know, they could have. You need a more recent image than that. That's not. You know, they could have redone those sidewalks or redone stuff to, you know, landscape it properly. I mean, think about, you know, what the division probably was in 2014. Certainly enough time passed to put some fucking trees in. If I were at that studio and there were no trees in front of the studio, I would post a picture of the studio somewhere publicly. Just to fucking head that off. Because, you know, that's one of those things where, you know, if we assume the image is legit, which is still something of an assumption. Then whether or not the image came from that studio or not, you know that people making the accusation set off a whole chain of fucking phone calls while they tried to figure out what the fuck was going on. I'm sure fucking Ubisoft went fucking all weird today, probably. They're like, hey, did you leak this? What's going on? Is this... No. Or we don't think so. I don't know. We don't have those stickers on our thing. We don't have... I guess that's the other thing. Stickers like that get put on... you know, when studios get that stuff, they're the ones that sticker up their gear and say, like, ah, property of this. Don't, you know, it's confidential. Don't leave the premises with this. It's unit fucking 7. 2, 5, you know, all that shit. And if they were in Sweden, wouldn't they have put Swedish labels on their shit? I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I still think the strange part is that that device looks so much like the Patton sketches. That, to me, is the thing you look at and go, like, I don't know that this is real, because the Patton sketches seem like you wouldn't put the exact thing you're making into your sketch. You would, you know, fake it for the sketch and be like, hey, here's what it does, and here's a drawing of a device that does that, but it's not necessarily the thing we're making. So, like, that to me says that someone just went out and machined a good fake out of phone parts or whatever and put it together that way, but, you know. But at the same time, you know, there's stuff about that thing that lines up with stuff that's been going around, I guess. I guess you could say if it's been going around a little bit, then maybe, you know, maybe it came from people interpreting the patent document or whatever. It's, I mean, I guess I could try to find out. But, you know, hey, we're getting into that time period where there's going to be leaks and fake leaks and, you know, double super fake leaks and real fake leaks and fake real leaks. And, you know, that's always a good time. That run up to E3. We're like, oh, I hear they're doing this. Let's see what's on the radio. I feel like this is the same song that was on when I got out of the car.
Five Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slade, Drama King in the building, Jazzy Bell TV's in the building.
Here.
Don't forget tonight, if you're in the NYC, Jersey, Tri-State area, Connecticut, wherever, we at Club Purlieu tonight, Straight Step Magazine, edition number 41 release party. A lot of beautiful ladies gonna be in the building.
Uh-huh.
We got Bubba Cole.
Okay.
Bubbles Cole. Okay.
Bubbles Cole.
She in the building. Maraca, she in the building. They coming out tonight. You understand?
Tatum, Mo Rocca is in the building?
Shall I be in the building? Destiny Moore, Chinks, Smina Orr, Jazzy Bell gonna pop through. Dream Girl, Becca Banks, Luscious Low, Antasia, Simone Lauren came out from LA, Talia Adore, Miss Lotta Booty. I got around 30, 40.
Miss Lotta Booty's gonna be there.
Uncle Murder in the building.
What?
Rich Dollars for Loving Hip Hop in the building.
You Uncle Murder?
Tone Trump in the building. Mike Easy Be Easy in the building. He up here with us now. King Bo in the building. DJ Spazzo on the ones and twos. DJ Squad, the strip club king. Listen, if you got a woman, lie to her. Lie to her. Tonight will be worth it. Lie to her. If you got a dude,
lie to him too.
Lie to him. Or if it's like that, y'all could come together.
What about
together.
Honesty? Yeah.
Honesty ain't the best pilot come to a case late party.
Oh, well, damn.
It ain't.
Well, see.
No, it ain't.
Oh.
It ain't.
Maybe for you, Mike Easy.
You know what I'm saying? Because motherfuckers blame me for all their problems. But they never had control of their niggas or their chick in the first motherfucking place.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Case late can't bring nothing out of them. There's already freaks when you met them. I'm just where all the freaks is at.
Just so happy.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know how
Dream
they say.
Master.
You know, like grime attract grime. And that's what it is. You know, word up. Let's be honest. Like grime attract grime. You know? Here today, Shape 45 Club Purlieu in Queens is going down, you know? All the way to 4 a.m. Mike Easy. Be easy. Be easy. Word up.
I don't know how.
So, are you doing shows out there?
Yeah. I actually do a bikini boxing event. In Indianapolis, you gotta learn how to make your own way. So I made a way where I could pay myself, like the Stars Foundation. You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't gonna get paid for no local show. Or you gonna have to pay to open up. So I just did it.
Cook it out. Before I learn my ABCs, I learned how to hustle. Girl, you just enough.
Money, money, until the bill. Take money, money, that's right. Cash, money, money, until the bill. Until the bill.
just about being yourself. You know what I'm saying? People accept you for who you are. So if you're loud and ratchet, don't even try being funny.
They even each other out, though.
Okay. Yeah, you got some emotions.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can tell. She got a little arrogance with her. I can tell. You understand what I'm saying? Yeah. She got the arrogance, and she's the cool one. You know what I'm saying?
Mike Easy, if anybody knows them, you know them both well. I'm reading an interview and yeah. So these are your girls, the two sisters.
Yep.
She said, "Well, I'm dating Mike Easy, and he's also dating my sister." How that's working out? How that's working out to share one man?
You asking me?
But you ain't sharing. No one. I'm asking them. What bubbles? How is it for you?
So, I've been sharing him for a while now. She wasn't the first person I shared
with. Yeah. I knew that all along, but I was on some other shit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
I'm walking into this totally blind, so I don't know anything.
Yeah.
So, you shared
him. He already is.
So, you knocked them bitches out and brought your sister in.
Nah,
that's like, that's a strange takeover.
Nah, nothing like that.
What
last one standing?
That's an Indianapolis shit. I need to come out there.
Yeah. Fuck it. I'm not here for you, see me. I know some girls wanna be me.
like 2J. To my niggas soon at the same time. When I did that shit, it was game time. I was playing when I fuck rich now. But I used to hit top, baby, in the daytime. Gucci shoes on with the ball game. You gotta get a shout out to the ball game. Another nigga out here ballin', ballin'. Cross over like Chris Conway. You gotta check out the room at 11. You got a gun and key for a sample. If you think I'm lying, you can ask big buddy. You don't hold big money when you stress. Got a bad life, Steve, this flex. But I put the best friend as a lesson. And it big so good, they call me though. But I swear to God, hoes keep texting. I can't give a fuck about my ex, bitch.
Fuck, 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 f the truth in the book, go and answer Turner. This is annihilation. You niggas violating, more die hating, getting shots like immunization. I'm sending vibrations that can shake a wise nation. And if the devil was a liar, then you gon' die saying, you ever die, crack my brother's soda. You gon' see a bunch of wars with tears on Minnesota. Put your blood on my hands for blood, money low. You got blood on your hands cause you a cutthroat, cutthroat, cutthroat.
Shade Bo Boss, Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slate, Drama King is in the building, Jazzy Bell TV is in the building. Simone, you can go sit there, chill. Get your big ass up.
Yeah, please get your big ass up.
Have some fucking respect.
Oh, no, he didn't okay? offer a seat to
he
ladies.
He didn't offer a seat to the lady. God damn. Like, I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? Savage ass motherfuckers. Okay. So, moving right along. We got another special guest just walking around. I ain't gonna say special guest, you know.
Nigga, I'm special, nigga.
Yeah. You're not special to me.
I'm special to you.
You know what I'm saying?
What you mean? Nigga, you call me 100 times a day, nigga.
Vice versa.
I'm just saying, nigga, we're special to each other, you know what I mean?
Okay.
I mean, West Side in the building, nigga.
We got WAC 100 in the motherfucking
California in the building, nigga.
What's up, WAC?
California, New York.
What's going on, man?
New York and California. New York was just a California slave.
All the way away.
That was, man, listen, nigga, shout out to my nigga 50 Cent, my nigga. Real nigga, my nigga.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know, we had a little brief conversation.
Oh, did y'all? How did that go?
Great. Two bosses having a conversation, you know what? Mm-hmm. My artist popped up at the club he was hosting.
Oh, and, okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So it was like, you know, stereo, police. Bands.
You know, Paul's was in the building?
I mean, you know, they wouldn't let game in.
Oh.
So, you know, I happened to pull up, seen the situation, went in. And,
you slid through that motherfucker, though.
I ain't got to slide through nothing. They gonna let me in. They gonna shut the building down.
So, you was able to get in the building. You hollered at 50?
Yeah, man, 50 had a conversation. You know what I mean? You know, it's been like shit. Stat, how long have been since game and 50 seen each other? 10 years? 9, 10 years. Long time.
Were they able to see each other?
No, they seen each other. They had conversation. I had a conversation with 50. Okay. You got to understand, pure respect, you know what I mean? First of all, me and K say, like, shit, Slay would have been like a 9-year run now. You know, I helped tear the bridge down from L.A. to New York, you know, back in those Death Row days. So me and Slay, like, kind of came together with this thing called Bridging the Gap, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So ain't nobody from New York on my watch going to be bothered or fucked with, you know, while I'm there. Vice versa out here in New York with somebody from California. So it was a respect thing just to let 50 know we was gonna come into the building. You know what I mean? So he didn't look up and see 50 niggas moving into the building. You're a street nigga like I'm a street nigga. You gonna take that role. You know what I mean? So a lot of things just through communication. They get handled different if you communicate. So you know what? That was my first time having a conversation with him, Slay. He was real humble dude. You know what I mean?
Good brother.
Yeah, real cool dude. You know what I mean? So you know, it was a handshake and a smile and motherfuckers enjoy the night, man. You know, I can't wait to sit down with him, you know, have a conversation with him, vibe with him again. You know, it's all love.
Round of applause for that.
Good to know. Arrested for not returning Freddy Got Finger VHS tape. See, that's the thing, you know. You gotta be slick with your crimes. They're never gonna catch me. Never gonna find me and my copy of Freddy Got Fingered. I'm on the lam. I'm too smooth with my shit. Watch those deleted scenes. Commentary, no commentary, you know, just however I want to watch it. All right. I'm going to go. I'll see you later. Have a good night.